Why show up?
Because it's give away a lot of money for 20th.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Morning,
evening, and afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Plugged In episode for PGA Championship Week. Joined by the Covered It boys, Scott Sullivan and Patrick Shanahan. Shani, I'd go to you first. Long time no talk. How you doing, buddy?
How are you, lads? Good to see you. Yeah, it feels like it's been a while since I've been around. The weather's just been good, so I've just been playing golf. Literally just been playing golf. It's good to see you, though.
We gave you some annual leave from the Plugged In podcast, but yeah, good to have you back. Scott, how you doing? You're looking pretty peachy and happy there in the booth.
I told you that nobody loves a Wells Fargo like Rory McIlroy. So we tried to let you back in last week by JT Poston and Wyndham Clark playing crap golf, but yeah, I'm sitting pretty peachy here with another win on the board for Team Covered It. But no, joke aside, I'm all good. All good. I'm looking out the window here at shocking rain. And a reminiscing of a weekend in the sun where I have a great shout out on this podcast for a golf course just outside Dublin that everyone should go visit to work on their game because it's unreal, if you'll allow me, Mark.
Fire away. I love hearing all these little ones.
So down just past anyone in the Wicklow region or like South Dublin region may have heard of Glenmill Golf Club before. Have you played there, Mark?
No, never heard of it.
So Glenmill,
this is the place you brought me last month.
Yeah, I brought Shani. I brought Shani here a couple of months ago, and on Saturday I went to play Glenmill with my cousin. Glenmill is a par 3 course, which is located for anyone. Oh God, I'm terrible at this part of it. Just after maybe Greystones Kilcool area, kind of down there. And yeah, par 3 course in unbelievable, Nick. Some great holes, par threes from, I think the shortest is maybe 95, 100 yards to the longest being 220. And just really, really great day out in the sun. It was really good for the irons and the short game. Felt I was like actually striping the irons well, but the putter let me down big time. But it was a lovely day. It was really, really nice. Yeah, so reminiscing about that while I'm looking out at this horrible rain that's coming to.
It's a horrible Monday. Yeah. It's a lovely day out, Glenmill. I must say, I enjoyed my time down there with you.
Yeah, you were very apprehensive going down, being like, yeah, Shani's been very much like, if I'm playing golf, it's functional. Like, I wanted to count against my handicap. I want to, you know, come back and review my round in the car. You know, Shani's not like a passion golfer. It's more like, this is functional. I'm getting my handicap down. So when I said to him, here, do you want to just go? Bit of crack. I know this par 3 golf course. Shani was like,
I was actually shocked.
Yeah, it was more like, I'm only going because you're one of my best friends, but I actually don't want to go and do this with you, Scott.
I think I actually did say that as well.
I think he literally said that. And I was like, will you stop being such an old man and just come play this golf course? I promise you'll enjoy it. And it's so much fun. It's a great golf course. Would advise anyone to go down there. Yeah, it's only like, I think it's around like 17, 18 quid per green.
Love it.
Oh, it's so great, Nick.
Here's my thing. I'm a little bit apprehensive because, not because I want to count it from a handicap, but I always feel like par 3 course is a bit gimmicky. Now, you've answered my first question is the length of the holes. There's like a good variance in terms of 90 to 220 yards. The big question is, what were the greens like?
Very good.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. And we were there in like February, weren't we? We were there in February, March.
Yeah, Shani and I played February, March, and the greens were still in good nick. And like at the weekend there, the greens were as good as, they were like, they wouldn't have been as fast as like a Portmarnock Lynx, which like you're not expecting, but they were as good as any Parkland I've played in the last couple of weeks. Must say now it was, I just think it's a great, like the first hole is like 175, 80 yards. Second hole is 220. Third one's 150. It jumps around. It's really, really good.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Jeez, I must try that someday.
Would recommend to a friend if you're really not feeling the driver, which I'm not. It's the perfect excuse to leave the longer clubs in the bag.
I'm not feeling any clubs, but anyways, Shani, any golf on your end? I saw you're down in the. Were you in the links this weekend?
Does a bear shit in the woods? Is there any golf?
Yeah,
I played more golf.
I played in the links this weekend. It's mad how quick it can get hot, fiery, and fast out there. It's just the last few weeks of good weather, it's already dried up. It's like concrete out there. The greens are really firming up. You got to get the bump and run shots going. So yeah, scoring was difficult at the weekend. Let's just put it that way, Mark, and put a full stop on that.
So Shane, you must play like the most out of the cover of the squad. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Always have as well. I mean, well, when Ben was in the country, we were kind of like the Bash brothers. You know, we would go out and play all the time, whenever chance we could get, and always counting golf as well. Like, there was no question of not signing in. with the new handicap system was a blessing for myself and Ben, with these general play rounds.
2022, Shani had something crazy like 40. It was like 48 counting rounds or something crazy.
Oh, way more, way more.
Was it? I thought it was like high 40s.
No, because I think I went through. I got to 80, so I had four sets of 20 in the 1 year. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's... I got over four sets of 20.
Absolutely, it's almost like two counting rounds a week.
And Shani, like when you go out, do you ever go out and just play casually, like just like, oh, here, I'll throw down four or five balls? Or are you like, no, I'm going for a score every?
If I don't have time to play 18, I'll play casually. Yeah, but like, also, it's a good question. I actually hate. I'm really bad practicer, so I actually don't like practicing. I'd rather go play 6-7 holes than go to the range. If you get me, if I can, if the weather permits. Yeah. So. Throughout, like, but see, this is where you get the money's worth out of your membership. Throughout, like, January, February, straight after work, I was going and playing. I would go and play three holes if I could before I got there, literally. And I was just like, there we go, getting my membership, getting my value worth out of three holes.
I'd like to point out for all the listeners who leave the office at 5 o'clock and it's dark in the winter, being like, how did you do it? Shani also works 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., so he's able to
only
do it
one, like... only one day a week.
Yeah, so Shani's on the tee at sometimes at like 10 past two while other people are just finishing their lunch.
But yeah, I just on general play rounds, I'm a big advocate of general play rounds, because I feel for characters like myself who are just interested in, you know, improving at the game and getting their handicap down and seeing results, then playing in an open singles versus playing in a general play round makes absolutely no difference. Whereas a lot of people are giving out about the general play rounds in the new system now, i.e. that people are cheating. But cheaters are going to cheat. Like, cheaters cheat. So even if you didn't have general play rounds, they'd cheat anyway. You have two types of cheaters. You have cheaters that want to get their handicap down to get into these tournaments, like the amateur championships. And then you have cheaters that want to get their handicaps up, cowboys who want to win their monthly medals. They're going to do that anyway. It doesn't matter. So that's why I feel it's unfair to say that a general play round, the argument is that a general play round has less pressure on you than a competition round for playing well and getting your handicap down. Whereas my opinion is, I want to get my handicap down as far as possible. And whether I'm playing a general play round or a competition round, it has no meaning to me. It bears no significance.
I completely agree, because like, I don't really feel the pressure of, like, you feel a little bit of the pressure coming on a bit of a competition, but general play rounds are still counting rounds as long as you do them accurately.
Yeah,
and it's still it's actually a better reflection on how you're playing, as opposed to me recording one round this month and another round next month. If I do it the whole time, I'm going to get a more accurate reflection of my handicap.
100%. Yeah, that's another reason. Like, people should be, every time they play, it should be in their app on Golf Ireland, basically.
So, Shani, I feel like I'm interviewing a professional golfer here, but I've always wanted to have this dream to interview you for 10 minutes. I've just two more brief questions.
Oh, hit me up.
Oh, you've been going for lessons this year. Is this your first time going for lessons, or have you always been an advocate of going for lessons, or are you actually going for lessons?
No, well, first of all, I'm definitely a big advocate of going for lessons, but as long as you stick with the same person.
Okay.
And also, that coach or that person doesn't have to be a yes man. The coach that you go to doesn't have to be someone that's just going to fill your ego and tell you you're brilliant. Mm. It can be okay if they're direct and harsh with you. So I've been going to Owen Gibbons for the last 3 years. He's in Kinsealy there. He's the best in the business, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm biased, but he's the best in the business because he's just direct. There's no bullshit with him. He'll tell you, he actually said this to me in the last lesson. He tells me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. But no, I started going, I got to seven, eight without lessons, by just playing a lot of golf. And but then I didn't get to kind of 3-2-1-ish until I got lessons.
What's the most critical piece of feedback he's given you so far? Has he told you anything that's awful?
No, there's nothing. There's not like one thing, but like it. I know this is really annoying to hear, and it always you hear it on every YouTube video and everything you ever see. But everything always comes back to setup. Like it literally always comes back to you hit that bad shot because you set up X, Y, or Z. So like I've been going to him for like 3 years now, and we could go over something so basic, like literally so basic, like the grip or posture for an entire hour after 3 years of lessons, because you just keep going back through the absolute basics.
Love it. I'm fearful that Scott might be falling asleep here, so I'm going to move it on.
I've just heard the speech 100 times. You know, until he gets to scratch, I'm just not buying in on any of it.
Well, lads, someone who did get their setup absolutely perfect this week was Mr. Rory McIlroy.
Nice.
Nobody.
Wells Fargo. All right, lads, listen, how much of, like, what, first of all, I'll just start it off here. What a great, great tournament. I know we only had Xander and Rory come down and stretch on Sunday, but in terms of Quail Hollow, how firm, how fast it played, the rough wasn't that long, so players could maneuver the ball. Hot, fiery, reminded you a little bit of the Lynx. This was just great. And then watching Rory take down Xander, we have an issue to talk about with Xander. I'm going to ask you both for one big takeaway each. That could be about Rory McIlroy's chances for this week, or it could be Xander or Melter, or it could be someone in my background. Scott, do you have one big takeaway from the Wells Fargo?
Nobody loves a Wells Fargo like Rory McIlroy. It's just ridiculous every single time. And I'm like every other Irish golf fan, getting on the Rory train is the worst thing in the world, because he'll just blow up or he'll do crap for the first 2 days, shoot an amazing Saturday, and like, why didn't you show up a couple of days earlier? And I was going into it being like, I guarantee he's going to win this. And I actually thought about it myself. I was like, well, I just put the kitchen sink on just flat Rory to win this, because he loves a Wells Fargo. Now, in fairness, the man owns Quail Hollow as well. Like, he, you know, loves the golf course, seems to play really well in a course that everyone else usually struggles on. I'm sure if Scotty was there, it might have been a bit of a competition as such. But that was just my takeaway. It's just ridiculous how much that man loves a Wells Fargo. Proper dominance. Yeah, there's a couple of other bits, and the man behind you there, Jason Day. I like his getup. I think it's a bit different, a bit old school. Do you know what? I'm not afraid. You know, I like the stuff there. I kind of wish that it was someone a bit more likable in the race. I wanted Rory to win, so it was easy for me to be like, I don't want Xander to win. Xander and Patrick Cantlay for me are the two best friends with zero charisma. They just both bore the crap out of me. So when it was like them, I was like, oh, please Rory win, or Ben Ann just go on an absolute stormer and win it over Xander. But I was just glad Rory won.
Excellent.
I have a take from the Wells Fargo. The purse was 20 million.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money. And the major next week that we will get into is only 17 and a half million. How is that like? The major should always have higher purses, but Wells Fargo must be putting up a lot of bank.
Big, big bank.
20 million.
I think it's like 4 million for first place.
James Power T16. That's a nice payday, surely.
Hey, some great names here. Like, if we didn't have, like, obviously ifs and buts, if we didn't have the top three of McIlroy, Shoffley, and Ben Ann, we've had Sungjae, Jason Day, Tommy Fleetwood, Max Homa, Russell Henley. Don't know if consider him top player, but like, we would have had a really good leaderboard within like three shots of the lead. Wells Fargo obviously putting up major bank. I have a little bit of an issue with this as well, in terms of like, where, like, is this Wells Fargo last year of sponsoring this event? I think after this year their contract is up.
Okay.
Like, putting up 20 million, the next week they go to pay 17.5 million. Like, nobody really cares about the money. And this is what frustrates so many people. And I don't want to come on and be negative about this, because this is common knowledge. But like, the PGA Tour talks all the time about, oh, hey, we're increasing purses by 10, 15, 20%. Like, nobody really cares. Next week matters so much more to these players than playing for 20 million at the Wells Fargo Championship. But we do have a horse for a course. It's Rory McIlroy for Quail Hollow. So
yeah,
I'd say Rory is praying that when this contract ends, that it'll be the Masters brought to you by Wells Fargo. Because I promise you, he'll win more green jackets than anyone if it was sponsored by the Wells Fargo. So
let me ask you a key question here. Rory McIlroy winning last week, does this boost or lessen your confidence for the PGA Championship, his chances?
Oh, we're gonna win! Like,
I'll tell you my billies for who I'm backing this week. This is a show about sports betting, so I'll tell you my billies.
Scott, I just loved how confident you were last week that in Rory McIlroy win, that you put 10 billies on to win 70, to still be down 20 for the week. And then I get a text message last night at 10 a.m. saying, "Are you worried, Mark?" I'm sitting in my chair.
Two things, right? Okay. I text you at 10 p.m., not 10 a.m. So I wasn't texting you in the morning being like, "Are you worried?"
I saw that 10 right? a.m.
Yeah. I put 10 on to win 70 back, right? Just covering my losses. How much did you win last week, Mark?
Elsewhere in the PGA Tour.
There we go. Yeah. So don't hate us because we're winning here.
I'll just quickly mention here, we had Chris Goddard winning the Myrtle Beach Classic. Chris Goddard, my takeaway from this, what an elite name. I can't remember who we were talking about a few weeks ago, but Chris Goddard is a savage name to win the PGA Tour event.
He would rival Cody Gribble with the best name in the PGA Tour. I think Cody Gribble takes it, but
no way.
Yeah, I think Cody Gribble is like Gribble. Like what? Cody Gribble? Yeah, and also Cody Gribble. Sounds like the most like bro.
What about do you see my background?
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, why do you think I have that up?
Do love a teaser, I feel it's countdown.
Blades Brown, 16-year-old. Made a cut in the PGA Tour. That is the greatest name I've ever heard in my life.
That was good by you.
What's up, Blades?
That's excellent.
Yeah, Blades Brown is a fantastic. Yeah, maybe I'm just hanging on to the Cody Gribble. I just think it's party at Cody Gribble's house.
You know? Fair enough.
I just think he's a bro.
I feel like him and little Corey Connors would hang out.
Yeah, little Corey Connors is another solo one. Yeah.
Lovely. Lads, I've one quick question. You've mentioned, we kind of alluded to it already. Jason Day's outfit. Shani, I'll go to you first. Are you in or out on the Malbon gear?
So I missed, I wasn't watching much of the golf at the weekend, and I kind of just saw a bit of chatter in the WhatsApp group. Is the picture that I'm looking at in your background, is that that's the outfit?
That's the outfit from, I think, Friday.
Because I don't hate it. I kind of like it.
I was really hoping that we'd have one of us that's like, on the other side of the fence, saying, "Lads, no, I can't be doing this." Jason Day's outfits have been unbelievable this year.
I don't like the baggy pants. I do like the top he's got on, but I feel like maybe you can't wear that baggy top without the baggy pants. I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of the parachute pants, but and there was the one at the Masters where he looked like the box of Marlboros, like a pack of cigarettes. So there are some. I will put an asterisk on that his outfits have been unreal. I think there's some that I'm like, "Oh man, you look homeless." A lot of them, I do think he looks, they're cool. There was actually one this weekend that I didn't like. I can't remember what day it was. And I was like, "No, you don't look good." Whereas the one in the background there, I do like, looks very like an Irish person going on like holiday to Spain. So they bought something striped and made of linen.
It's become a great part of the golf at the weekend is to spot him out and see what he's wearing. Yeah, I haven't been on in a while, but one thing I did really not like was a couple of weeks ago in Harbortown, Scotty Scheffler, I think it might have been in the final round, he was wearing a bin bag. Was that addressed? What was that about? It was so weird.
Like, remember he chipped in there in the fourth hole from like 20 yards. And I was like, we cannot have a guy dressed as a bin bag here chipping in from 20 yards as the best player. That was the best player on the PGA Tour dressed like the worst. It was
the worst thing I've seen so far. And Nike usually don't dabble in. I usually like Nike's clothes.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to declare my allegiance to the Malbon family. I think it's
okay.
It's a key part to assess. Quick question. Would you rather dress in Victor Hovland clothing or Jason Day clothing?
I don't think I'd look cool in Jason Day's stuff. Like, I think I'd look like an absolute
loser.
You would. Yeah, but, well, you're right. I would look like
I
a
feel
loser.
Like I'd have to empty I'd have to empty the wardrobe out and kind of like spread it like all over the bed and kind of like, you know,
Make a
maybe
couple
throw
of TikToks.
Yeah, like I might need to get a black bin bag and make like one trip up to the kind of charity kind of bin bag thing, you know.
Yeah.
Get rid of some stuff.
I think I'd pull like a Grinch on it of kind of like a right, that's it, I'm not going. because I don't think I could pull either of them off. But I'd probably go Jason Day. That's actually a very good question.
You could maybe mix and match if you threw them all over the bed.
FaceTime my mom.
Do I look well in this? Is this okay for public?
Yeah.
Jason Day this week, he's going over to the PGA Championship. I'll do a little quick touch here on the course. It's a par 71 at Valhalla, 7,457 yards, based down in Kentucky. It's a Jack Nicklaus design, bent grass greens. Quick question, lads. Do you know the two courses that are designed by Jack Nicklaus here in Ireland?
Do I know the two there?
One is the Heritage?
No.
Oh, that's Seve.
Sorry.
No, I don't anyway, no.
One is based in County Mead.
Yeah.
Held the Solheim Cup back in 2011.
Oh, Killeen.
Killeen Castle. And the other is based in Leinster. It has held some pretty big competitions over the last few years.
K-Club?
No.
Wait.
It's up for sale for €45 million right now.
The European?
No, it's a parkland course.
I'm trying to think of it. I just haven't heard of it.
Mount Juliet? No?
Mount Juliet.
Wow. Is that for sale, is it?
Yeah, apparently. I saw it in the Irish Times a few weeks ago.
I did not know that was for sale.
€45 million. So if we put together a few billies, lads, we might be able to acquire it.
I can own two golf courses after Royal Ring and Anne. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. Means. If I get 45 million, I'm building my Royal Ring and Anne.
Yeah, we're building the course in Kinsale first before I go near Mount Juliet. Also, Mount Juliet's always really wet down there, I feel. So I don't know if I'd want to buy it.
We should not be zigging from zagging, lads, but I'll just mention real quick. Well, I have both of you on the podcast. Found out the other day I'm going to play somewhere very special next in a month's time. The old head of Kinsale.
Playing wow.
Nice. Cannot wait. I heard you talking about it on the podcast before. I was like, that is sick.
If you get a sunny day, it will be the best day, best golf day you'll have.
Yeah.
It is just the most picturesque golf course, some incredible holes. If you play good golf, you can shoot a good score there. It is quite playable on a good day. If you get a bad day and it's windy, good luck breaking 100.
I'm going to try and manipulate my handicap over the next few weeks to make sure I score 40 points. But sorry, lads, I'm trying to get us off track here. We'll go back to this. Nope. Okay, so we have the PGA Championship. Lads, big storylines for this week. I don't really know what there are. Like, Ludwig Åberg competing in the second major. Can he get it done? Brooks Koepka coming off the back of a win. Scotty and Rory all coming off the back of a win, looking for the PGA Championship. Scotty has apparently had his baby 10 days ago, but it has not been confirmed yet on Twitter.
Do you think it's in the name or running for the coolest name for a golf course in the world?
Valhalla.
It's class.
Like, what a name. Like,
it's where did you go to? Did you go to college anywhere near Kentucky, Scott? No,
because
it's Kentucky.
It is.
Would you know much about this kind of? Because they're very.
For the record, I did not go to school in Kentucky. I went to school in Missouri, but it was very near enough to Valhalla. Yeah,
they're very like tribal. Like, they're very. I was just trying to find out, was there any Kentuckians playing in the PGA Championship? Because I know that.
Well, just
when go on.
Justin Thomas is from Kentucky, isn't he?
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's around there.
Okay.
I believe it's a home game.
I just remember when this is dating back a while, but didn't the Ryder Cup was in Valhalla in like 2008, I'm going to say. 2008, I think. And our boy JB the Imposter Holmes was playing, and I think there was a strong local crowd for Big JB that day. JB being the guy that showed up to a monthly medal pretending to be someone else. Am I right?
I can, I can confirm that that is correct. And also, Justin Thomas is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's going to get... Well, that might... that could come into play. I was looking for a Kentuckian in my bets.
Yeah, so AinsworthSports.com have ranked the top Kentucky golfers of all time. And Justin Thomas is number one. JB Holmes is fourth. Bobby Nichols is second, with Kenny Perry third.
Kenny Perry was a baller. He there played for years. Well,
that's a good name. Sorry.
Yeah.
I keep jumping in here. I'm looking for cool names on the leaderboard right now. Anyways, lads, we're going to the Valhalla Championship. There's one other storyline that I wanted to mention, and I can't remember what it was. But I'm really looking forward to this week. So currently, just for people's reference, we've been placing bets over the last 13 weeks. The covered it lads are on plus 462 billies, while me, myself, and I am on minus 536. Scott here is holding up his gun emoji. He's just ready to roll. He's victory lapping with 4 months to go, which we love to see. Lads, if you have your bets ready, I would love to hear these.
So, Charlie, do you want to go first? Or would you like?
No, fire ahead there, Scott, because I may base mine off yours.
Fair enough. So we've gone 100 billies each, Shani and I. So to start off with, just to ensure that we continue to beat Mark, I'm actually placing 50 billies on Scotty to win, just because this is about making money. Oh. And golf's got really boring these days. So Scotty, it's a 4-1. So I'm actually just covering the rest of my bets when I know on Sunday I'm going to be on the couch watching him win, and I'm going to be so bored of watching golf because I'm sick of watching Scotty win. But at least I'll know that I'll be beating you. So 50 on Scotty to win at 4-1. And then I've had a bit of fun with the rest of them. 10-1 on my favorite pause in golf, just because I watched him so much over the weekend. And I do love Sungjae Im. He just brings me joy. Him and Keith Mitchell in the Zurich, just the duo. I just love Sungjae. So I've gone 10 or each way on him at 60-1. Also 60-1. I was like, they're great odds for Sungjae. And then I've gone for a 10 or each way on the best putter on tour, Denny McCarthy. Denny's each way at 125-1. And then the last one for my outshot for this week, I'm going a 5 each way on Jesper Svensson at 500-1.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. I was ready to tear you apart for the Scotty, but I think they're pretty good bets. So
the repeating is 50 flat on the nose for Scotty to win at 4-1 because golf's boring. 10 each way on Sungjae Im at 60-1.
Yeah.
A 10 each way on Denny McCarthy each way.
Denny
McCarthy sausages each way at 125-1. And then a 5 each way on Jesper Svensson at 500-1.
Okay. So you've left the big billies on Rory for me.
If that's where you're going.
Oh, that's where I'm going.
Look.
So, Scott, I love your bets. I love the 50 on Scotty. So I was thinking about putting 80 on Rory.
Solid. So we're just covering the base in case one of those wins that Mark just can't get near us.
I just want to be there. I just want to be at the party when Rory finally gets over the line. So I'm going 80 billies on Rory at 13-2. Then I just have a feeling that Jason Day, and I know Mark, you may be going down this route as well, but I just have a feeling that Jason Day is going to be that guy that just picks up another PGA and then his career sort of just peters out after that. Because I kind of feel like he's a golfer that should have just kind of gone away by now. He's reasonably getting on a bit. And I'm kind of wondering what he's still here for. What's he hanging around for? What's he doing? Why didn't he go to live? And I just have a feeling about the Day man. He's in the limelight all the time these days. He's 20 each way for Jason Day. It's 60-1. 60-1 there. And it's 10 places.
So 10 or each way, you mean?
No, I'm going 20 each way.
Jenny, that wouldn't equal to 100 billies then. You put 80 on Rory.
I've got more bets.
Jenny, you only have 100 billies to use.
No, I've got 200 billies.
Yeah, but I use the other 100. It's covered it versus plugged in. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
You have 100 and I have 100.
Damn it. This is how we're winning it. Okay, fine.
Maybe just half.
Right, well, then I'm
bets.
Half and everything. I'm going 40 on Rory and I'm going 10 or each way on Jason Day. Okay. Moving on from that minor lapse in concentration. Thank you, Scott. Alan. This is why I have you, Scott. This is why I have you.
Sure. Yeah.
You've introduced me to my wife and golf. So thank you, Scott. You're always there to look after me.
This is true.
So then, as usual, it's a major championship and ball strikers are needed. It's a hitters only club here. It's hitters only at the majors. We're going tenner each way on Corey Connors. He's my man. He's a ball striker. Hits fairways and greens. The putter, if she behaves, we'll see.
What odds is Corey Connors? Sorry,
Corey's at 90 to 1.
Okay.
Easy game, this. And then for my final tenner, I had Minwoo Lee down, Scott.
Because
I just think he's that guy.
He is that guy, yeah.
But since you told me that JT is from Kentucky and we're in Kentucky this week, I don't know.
Does he have
another PGA in him? Like, could he just be that guy that wins three PGAs and he just can't win anything else other than PGAs?
I'm a fan of both golfers, so whoever you want to back, I'd back. I do think he might show up for a home crowd.
Yeah, I think I gotta go with one or the other because I think going each way.
No, pick one or the other. Yeah,
we're going JT.
JT.
It's a bit of a shock for me that JT's from Kentucky. I feel like a Kentucky accent is usually strong, and I don't really sense any sort of strong particular accent out of JT.
He's wealthy.
Yeah, fair.
That probably takes
But so they're my billies, right? I'll send them on to you after, Mark. But just one thing to note, or one player to watch for, right? I didn't bother wasting any billies on him, but I may regret it. Alejandro Tosti, something like that. He is 225 to 1. He's 5'5", a barrel of a man, but he's averaging well into the 180s. He's like easily 180 ball speed. Small little man, hits golf ball very far. There's your headline.
Watch out for him
in potentially his first major. I'm not too sure. Don't know much about the lad other than that he hits the ball very far.
Alejandro Tosti. That's, if we were still doing stables, he would 1,000,000% be in my state. Like, did you see him? Like, the Fried Egg Shotgun Star podcast has been documenting some of his stories from when he was a kid, and apparently, like, he would turn up in a practice round and he'd be 7 under for the round, 18 tall, put one in the water, and he'd just break his driver, snap it across his knee. He is a fiery little bit.
He's feisty,
toast.
Fiery,
relatable. Relatable. Yeah.
So there are bets,
lads. 8 bets for you. I've documented them. I've written them all down. I'm not going to lie, this is going to be pretty hard to beat. I think I had 5 or 6 and I felt like that was a lot. So coming up against
Apex
is going to be pretty toasty. Right.
Toasty.
Bad jokes all around. Okay, my bets, lads. I have 200 billies to spend. I have no one to liaise with or talk through these bets with. So I'm just going to fire them out here.
Every man is an island, Mark.
Scott, I can't believe you didn't go for Brooks Koepka. I genuinely thought you were 100% going to pick Brooks Koepka. Okay, I'm going 50 billies on Brooks at 14 to 1. He finished T9 Live Adelaide, wins at Singapore, the Masters. He told himself that when he missed the cut, he felt a little bit embarrassed. He felt like he had to cop on and become a bit of a pro. That's what he's done in his last 2 starts. He's first, second, and first in his last 5 PGA championships. That's why we're going to Brooks Koepka.
Sorry, Mark. What odds did you get Brooks at there?
14.
Oh, right, okay, because Paddy Power tells me he's at 10 to 1 currently.
14.
That's interesting, isn't it, Scott?
I am screenshotting my page.
I thought all right, 14 is a bit generous for old Brooks, you know?
No, I will say Mark did put in beforehand being like, I'm going to use Betfair. He did say that he was changing bookies.
There's value there with Betfair.
Going in and changing bookies for weekend. So we will leave him off. If he got 14 somewhere on Brooks, I will say
That's generous.
Yeah, but look, we did agree to it. So let's let him have the moment. I will say on Odds Checker, you can get him at Sky Bet at 16s to 1. So I will say there, you know, he's got the info. It's fair. Let's let him have it. Look, Shani, he's down by about 1,000 quid. So let's just let him.
And if I pick him, lads, he's 100% not going to win anyway. So you could give him to me at 1,000 to 1. He's still not going to win.
True.
So that's Brooks. See, if he's trying to throw me off my game, and I'm only one bit into this. Number two, we got Tyrrell Hatton, 25 billies each way at 50 to 1 for 10 places. Okay, he hasn't missed a cut in a major since 2021 Open Championship, I think. I need to double check that. I think I read that earlier. He has 3 top 10s on live in his last 4 starts. He's a great driver of the ball, good around the green player. T9 at the Masters this year, and for 50 to 1 at 10 billies. I just want Tyrrell Hatton. I love Tyrrell Hatton so much. I feel like if Liv had a team with him and Alejandro Tosti on it, it would be an elite team that I could definitely get behind if they were sponsored by Malbon. So that's why I'm going Tyrrell Hatton. Then I have a few kind of long shots here. I don't know why I've placed so many billies on Brooks Koepka, but I'm just kind of really confident in him. First of all, I hope I'm doing this right. Ben Ahn at 80 to 1 for 10 billies each way. Like I mentioned, he finished third last week. Yep, that's Ben Ahn. I have no stats behind him. Feel free to interrupt me here.
Good player.
Okay, then we get a few stats here going, lads, because this is what I think I was brought on this podcast for. Nikolai Højgaard at 10 billies each way at 80 to 1. He's first from 175 to 200 yards this season, 68 from 200 to 225, 20th in strokes gained off the tee, and 8th from 10 to 15 feet putting. So if we think about someone who has good long irons, good off the tee, and is good at making those clutch par putts from 10 to 15 feet, that's why I'm going for Nikolai Højgaard, who also finished T16 at the Masters. Then we're going on to Alex Noren. He's second in bogey avoidance this year, which is going to be crucial at a PGA Championship at Valhalla. He's six events in a row gaining strokes on approach. His major record is not great, and he's outside the top 100 in his long irons. But Alex Noren, just with the way he struck the ball last week, that's why I'm going for him at 90 to 1 for 10 billies each way for 12 places. I've actually broken these down as well. I can't believe this man's 150 to 1, but Kurt Kitayama for 10 billies each way at 10 places. He has 5 consecutive tournaments gaining strokes ball striking. The putter has been a huge problem, but his long irons have been excellent, which we're going to look for a lot, around 7,450 yards of Valhalla. He's 9th from 150 to 175 yards, 44th from 175 to 200, and 13th from 200 to 225. That's why I love Kurt Kitayama this week. So that's
Do you think that the reason you're losing at this to us is because you're going with your head instead of your heart, and it's death by analytics? Because the deep diving into here, I'm thinking they're going, there's no way Alex Noren wins this golf event, let alone goes near the cut. But I could be wrong now. But it is solid analytics work here, man. You are a machine. This is why you're fantastic on Twitter.
Lads, I'm going to put my hand on my heart. Genuinely, I think this week it's Brooks, Rory, or Sky. And like other majors, I'm like, there's going to be someone 40, 50 to 1 that's going to win this tournament. I genuinely think one of them three goes on to win it. And these bets here are mainly for placement bets. So that's why I'm kind of like adding up all of these. So I have 100 so far on them, and then I have 120, 140, 160, 180. Yeah. And then my last one is a little accumulator. This is from Dave Tindall over at Betfair. This is one of the best bets I've seen all week. It's 20 billies at 59 to 1 for this little accumulator. Rory top 5, Colin Morikawa top 10, and Jake Knapp top 20 at 59 to 1. I struggled actually. I got close to adding Jake Knapp to the card. That's
brilliant.
Outrageously good bet.
I saw Jake Knapp's name, right? That's so good. No love for Blocky from anyone here at 750 to 1. No,
this is a podcast about making money, not feels, Shani. I don't care how, you know, I'm here to make money.
I'm sick of that guy anyway.
It's a block free podcast.
Just a couple of things that I just talking point. There's no Tiger talk really this week. He's in the field. It's been sort of quiet.
Saw it on Twitter. Supposedly he lit it up in a practice round as well. But sure, that happens.
We hear that every week.
Yeah. It's because he's got about 4 weeks to come out of the cryo freezer, and then when he's coming out, he's ready to play. He's ready to play unbelievable golf. And then as soon as it comes to Sunday, he looks like he's just run a 250-mile mark in the desert. Yeah. So I don't know.
And then, sorry, there's no love for Paddy Harrington at 351, the patriotic choice.
No, I'm more looking forward to seeing like a Sami Välimäki, you know, like Finland's best golfer. Like the guy just pisses diesel. I'm just looking forward to seeing him out there. It's some of those blokes I'm looking forward to seeing more than that. I think I've just moved on in the world of golf where I'm like I love Harrington, but I think I'm like some of the young guns coming up now. I just want to see can they create their own story. Like Big Phil, you know, Phil Mickelson, like get lost, Phil. Way in.
I usually love the PGA to see does Rich Beam make the cut? Big Beam.
Oh, is Eric Anderslang is caddying for him, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah, really? I saw a video with Eric. Yeah, there was a video, I think. I didn't watch the whole thing, but he was saying that Rich Beam asked him to caddy for him at it. And it turns out that anyone can caddy. So, yeah.
No and way. Like,
yeah, another one. Looking forward to seeing Big Bob McIntyre as well. Another
Big
major.
Big Bob.
I'm just scrolling through some of the people here, and I'm just like, geez, I wish I'd put money on Big Bob. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think he's going to do anything, but just love Big Bob, you know?
I wonder, was there an old bet there? Is Grayson Murray is Scottish, isn't he? No,
he's American.
He's American.
Yeah, he just has an incredibly Scottish name.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to some major golf.
Just one more name that's in the field this week, lads. It's the big Gooch. Taylor Gooch is officially back after being extended an invitation from the PGA of America. Like, best storyline this week is Taylor Gooch for me is misses the cut. Like, I would love to see, because he has openly said that he's not going to go for qualifying for the US Open or the Open Championship. And to me, that was in his head that he could say in 6 months' time, oh, hey, lads, I would have won the Open Championship. But the PGA of America has given him the invitation. He's going to come. He will tee it up Thursday morning. I'm so, so excited to see him. And just, I'd love to hear a bit about how he's like talking to other players on the range.
A generational player.
Imagine if he goes out and wins it.
Oh, it would be... I think this is going to be something. I mean, nobody's really spoken about him yet. Everyone's talking about Michael Block, and no one's talking about the Gooch.
Yeah,
he sounds like he's from Kentucky now.
The Block's a bit more likable than the Gooch. So,
lads, listen, I'm about to go here, get a ramen. Any more storylines for this week?
That's the storyline of this pod, I'd say. Yeah, that's the storyline of this pod. Lads, got to bounce here, got to jump for a ramen. no storylines, major week. Let's go out and enjoy some major golf.
Love it, lads. Lads, pleasure having you on as always. We'll chat to you again soon. See you next week.
Later, folks.
Week.
Bye, because it's giving away a lot of money for 20th. Here comes the
money. Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.